And so, Father, we are grateful for another opportunity to come before your presence with singing. We're grateful for another opportunity to come before your presence with praise. We're grateful, God, that you have blessed us to be able to see a brand new day. Father, we could not take this day for granted because many are passing away. God, many are on their way home, and our lives here are as a vapor. And so, Lord, here we are to worship you. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you are only our God. God, you're altogether lovely. You're altogether wonderful. You're altogether mighty. God, you're altogether like none other. And so, God, with gratefulness in our hearts, we rise this morning just to tell you thank you. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for another opportunity to give your name the glory. Thank you for the air that I breathe. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for allowing me to wake up this morning in my right mind with my mind stayed on you, with my mind determined, God, to be pleasing to you, with my mind determined, God, to give you glory and to give you honor and to give you praise, with my mind determined, God, to offer unto you a sacrifice with a praise. With my mind determined, God, oh God, that you will get the glory out of my life, that I may present my body as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. And so here we are to bless your name this morning. David said, from the rising of the sun to the setting down of the same, that your name is worthy, worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy to be lifted up, worthy to be adored, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be glorified. Worthy are you, O God, worthy just because you alone are God, and worthy because you have been so good to us. Father, you have been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And in spite of distractions this morning, in spite of complications this morning, God, our hearts are still filled with gratitude, God, because, God, you're deserving of our praise. You're deserving of the glory. And God, and no matter what comes our way, we have no doubt that, God, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. God, the enemy tries to come in, oh God, and tries to stir up amongst us. And he tries to come in and cause confusion. He tries to come in and cause us to be distracted. He tries to come in and cause us to give up because things are not going as smoothly as we desire for them to go. And I want to say thank you, God, because you are a God of decency and you are a God of order. And if we would just put our trust in you, in spite of storms, in spite of confusion that may be around us, we can find our hearts and our minds and our souls in perfect peace because you are the one that gives us peace. You are the one that gives us strength. You are the one that keeps us, and you are the one that presents us faultless before your throne. You are the very God of our salvation. And God, without you, we are absolutely nothing, God. And so, Lord, I understand that this morning, that if it had not been for you, Lord, I would not be here today. If you had not breathed the breath of life into me this morning, Lord, I would not be breathing here right now. God, if you had not touched my mind, oh God, because the devil tried to steal my mind. And not only did he try to steal my mind, but he's tried to steal my joy. He tried to steal my focus. But God, I'm grateful, God, this morning, that I know who my Redeemer is. I know who my strength is. I know who my strong tower is. I know who the way maker is. I know who the lover of my soul is. The one who loves my soul. And so, Lord, with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, we seek your face this morning. And we ask that you would come to more and have your way in this day. The word declares that many are the afflictions of the righteous. But your promise is that you delivereth us out of them all. Thank you, God, for being a God of promise. Thank you for being a God that keeps your word. Your word is your bond. You don't put out words, or you have never put out words that did not come to pass. Not only are you a promise keeper, but God, your word is like none other. And so I'm grateful, God, that you made me for this day and this time. Lord, nothing that comes our way is by happenstance. Nothing that we have gone through in our lives came upon you unaware. But, Lord, you know our ending from our beginning. And since you know our ending from our beginning, Lord, you know when we need you. You know when we need you to make a way. you know when, God, to step in right on time. Because, God, it requires some seasoning to become stronger. God, it requires some trials to help us to understand that you are the only one that we can depend upon, that you are the only one that we can trust in. It requires some afflictions in this life, God, for us to be able to grow and to mature. And so, Lord, help us to grow and mature as good soldiers. Lord, help us to not just be stuck on milk, God, that you have to baby us our entire life, because, God, you have made us to be great, and you have made us for greater. It doesn't matter what I've done. It doesn't matter where I've been, God, but it matters where I'm going. It matters where I'm heading. It matters who I'm focused on. It matters, God, who's my strength and who I rely upon and who I depend upon. And, Lord, I depend upon you. God, I lean not into my own understanding. Lord, but in all my ways, I acknowledge that I need you. God, I acknowledge that I need you to direct me. God, I acknowledge that I'm nothing without you. God, I acknowledge, God, I can't move without you. And all that I've done and all that I've accomplished, God, I put those things behind me, God, because there is a higher calling. There is a greater mark, God. There is a closer walk with you. God, there is a greater anointing that you have for each and every one of us. So, Lord, thank you, God, today, that you are so mindful of us to remind us that you made us for greater. Your word tells us that you brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light to be somebody special. You called us out of darkness to be somebody special in you. So help us to let our light so shine, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may fulfill purpose in our days today, that we may fulfill your purpose that you have for our lives today. Whether we're on our way to work or going to work or on our way to school or going to school or, God, just running errands at home and going up to the church or doing ministry, whatever it is that's in our schedule for today, Father, I pray that you would help us to do it, God, with power. God, help us to do it with might. Help us to do it with strength, God. Help us to do it, God, so that you will get the glory out of our lives. Lord, I want you to receive the glory. Lord, I'm determined for you to receive the honor. Lord, I want you to be pleased with me in everything that I say, in everything that I do, God, that I might bring you glory and honor in this day. I'm grateful, God, because I understand, God, in this life I shall have tribulations. I understand, God, that, God, storm clouds would rise and strong winds will blow. But I'm so grateful that I know that my Redeemer lives and he can bring me through anything that the enemy throws my way. And not only that, you made us for greater, God, and you know the plans that you have for us. And those plans, God, the enemy can't do, or he can't do anything to us without checking with you, without speaking with you first, without getting permission for him to afflict us, for him to try us, for him to, test us. And so I'm grateful, God, that my life is in your hand. And so, again, here I am to worship you. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are my God. Because, God, you're everything that I need and more. And so, Lord, as we go through this day, we ask that you would lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, that we may fulfill purpose and fulfill your glory for our lives. Lord, we can't make it without you today. So show us your glory even now, God, and pour out your spirit upon us, oh, God, and fill our cups, Lord, today. We need you to fill us. We need you to fill us to help us to walk right. We need you to fill us to help us to talk right. We need you to fill us to help us to live right and to move right. We need your help, God, today. We can't make it on our own, God. We'll fail on our own. Anytime we lean into our own understanding, God, we fall short of your glory. We don't fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. And so, Lord, we need your glory. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us even now and fill our cups, that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be today. I want to be salty. And, Lord, I want to be like a light. I don't want to be a dim light. I don't want to be a gloomy light. Lord, I want my light to shine that men might see my good works, but give you the glory and the honor and the praise, that I may put a smile on your face, that I may make your name glorious today, and that I may make you proud of me today. Walk with me. Talk with me. Remind me who I am and remind me whose I am. I'm grateful, God, that I belong to you. Lord, I'm so grateful, Lord, that I'm not my own, but I was purchased with a price. And I'm grateful for the blood that was shed. I'm grateful for the life that was given for my life. But I'm also grateful for the life that died but rose again on the third day with all power in his hands, giving me victory over death, hell, and the fire. And so bless us, Lord, today. Lay your hands upon us. Lead, guide, and direct us, and grant us mercy. Grant us strength. Lord, I pray before I leave for all of those that are bereaved around us. Lord, yesterday was a tough day for the adjutancy. Lord, as we lost many loved ones. Lord, two adjutants passed away in Texas, Bobby Bibles and Donna Newton. And, Lord, we pray for their families that you would encourage them and strengthen them. Lord, this past weekend, Bishop Fred Lewis passed away, who was a dear friend of ours and a dear friend of the adjutancy. And we pray that you would strengthen that family, the Lewis family, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the Brewer family, who is in bereavement as well, God, at the homegoing of Bishop Charles Brewer. And we're grateful, God, that we understand that our life here is as a vapor. We're not here to be here forever. But, God, help us to accomplish your purpose, your plans, your will for our lives while we are yet here. Lead us, guide us, strengthen us, encourage us, empower us, anoint us, grant us favor, grant us strength. And, God, let your will be done in our lives. And if you do this, God, we'll be careful to give you the glory. Be careful to give you the honor and all of the praise because, Lord, it belongs to you. Bless us today. Fill our mouths with praise. Fill our heart with gladness. And we'll give it all over to you. The glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.